Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. Today we're talking about stray cats as the Hangzhou government is spending a lot of money trying to help sterilize these cats.
And not just stray cats, but also feral cats, because there is a difference between feral and stray. So let's start by talking a little bit about feral. A feral animal is an animal living in the wild but descended from domesticated animals. And the word feral comes from the Latin fera,which means a wild beast.
Feral 是指野生的没有经过驯化的动物，但是它们是由家养的动物生下来的。
Other definitions of a feral animal, define them as one that has changed from being domesticated to being wild, natural, or untamed. Common examples include horses, dogs, goats, and cats.
对 feral 这个词的另外一层理解呢，就是曾经是家养的动物，但是后来呢又逐渐回到野生。
And now we come to the important difference between, for example, a feral cat and a stray cat. A stray cat is a pet cat that has been lost or abandoned, whereas feral cats have never been socialized.
Stray cat 是流浪猫，那么一般都是指从家里面逃出来或者是被遗弃的这种家猫，而 feral 呢是指在野生长大的猫。So I've always confused these two as the same.
No, they're very different. And so usually a feral cat is usually descended from a stray cat. And so for cats, it's really important, the socialization process when they are very, very young. If they are not exposed to humans in the wild, then they will not learn to trust them. They will never learn to actually form an attachment with them.
So feral cat 很可能是由流浪猫所生的，但是因为它们没有这种被社会化的过程，所以也很难与人类亲近。
Yeah, and so usually feral cats are born and live outdoors without any human contact or care. However, they have shown to be adoptable and can be tamed by humans, provided they are removed from their wild environment before the feral behaviors are established.
即使是野生猫，也还是有可能被人类驯化的。
Looking at, for example, Hangzhou, what they are doing is a trap, neuter, return program, which involves volunteers trapping feral cats, sterilizing them by spaying or neutering, and then returning them to the place where they were originally captured.
Trap, neuter, return 实际上就是指先诱捕这些流浪猫或者是野猫，为它们做绝育 neuter, 然后呢再把它们放回原地。
And so looking at other animals that can go feral, for example, the goat is one of the oldest domesticated creatures, yet readily goes feral and does very well on its own.
好吧，所以山羊尽管是最早被人类驯化并且家养的动物，但是呢，山羊很快就会回归到野外生活当中。
Another animal that goes very readily into a feral state is the dromedary camel, as well as pigs.
另外骆驼和猪也是很早以前就被人类驯化，但是也非常快就会被野化的动物。
Actually, interestingly enough, sheep, because they are so related to goats, you would think that they would return to a feral state very easily. In fact, they do not, mostly because it's actually very easy for them to be eaten and killed by natural predators.
I see. 绵羊是一种不太容易回归野外的动物，主要可能是因为太容易被吃掉了。
Yeah, and so interestingly enough, there's also a specific term used to refer to cattle called a maverick. And this term actually came into use in the United States when raising cattle on the open range was very common. And so basically it refers to any cow or cattle that does not have a brand.
说到 maverick, 可能很多人都会想到达拉斯小牛队。但是 Maverick 实际上是指在美国的开放农场里面没有被打上烙印的牛。
If you look at the term for Maverick, it comes from one specific person who is well known for not branding his cows, and his name was Samuel Maverick.
I see. That's very good to know. And that's all we have for Roundtable's Word of the Week.